And can you describe that safe to me? Can you tell me kind of what it looked like?
That safe?
Yes, ma'am.
For the dishes?
We kept the food.
It stood up pretty high, and as I said, it had doors that had reed or something or another, you know, that had them little holes in them. That's, I don't know what you call that. Doors to it, and then down under the bottom there, you could put some pots and pans. But the food was up there, and then there was a drawer that you kept your silver in between that. And then our dining table, had a drawer on the side that you could put your silver into.
I see.
And they did, way back then, you had what they called a spoon holder. It was put on the table with your little spoons, and then if you wanted one or needed one, it was there. And the big spoons were just used to serve with.
I see. Did y'all have an ice box or anything like that?
No.
How long was it before you got your first ice box? You already married?
I think we'd been married 2 or 3 years before we got one.
What were those first ice boxes like, you remember?
Well, it was a nice, good looking wood box, and had a good finish on it. And put the ice, you know, in at the top, and your stuff that you wanted cold, and there was a couple of 3 shells in there to put into that. That was when you was buying ice.
Ice very expensive, or was it pretty cheap?
Well, I thought it was pretty cheap. About a 10 or 15 cent piece would last. The iceman just come about every other day.
In the house where you grew up in, you remember about how high the ceiling did?
Ceiling, yes, it was way up there.
You remember about how high it was?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Now, When you first got married, what did your house look like then? How can you describe the house you lived in when you first got married?
Oh, it was an old wood house, and we just had what our mom and daddy gave us, and then he bought a stove and chairs and dresser, and my mama gave me a bed and the things for it, and his mama did. So that's what we had. And the tables that was there, that was renting the house, that the people that lived there, when they left, they didn't take the tables. So we just got some new oilcloth, I reckon it was, and put on them and used them.
How many rooms did your house have?
Well, just I had the 2 rooms and the kitchen. The dining room was all together. And 2 bedrooms, just a partition between.
So you had the 2 bedrooms and the kitchen. I mean, were they side by side, or?
Well, the one room was sharing, one was sharing a partition, and right on there was a kitchen and dining room. Mm-hmm. Just had a fireplace to that front bedroom, mm-hmm. or the living room, where we stayed. Only had one fireplace.
And did you have a porch on that house too?
Uh-huh.
Now, would it have been in front of the house, out in front of the bedroom or living room?
Yes, it was on the north side of the house, the porch was.
So, and I was sketching that out. You had the kitchen and the bedroom. Whereabouts would the porch have been?
Now, the bedroom and kitchen. Well, now there was another bedroom, just a partition between.
Mm-hmm. And like that.
Not a hole, just a partition.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there was a front porch. Let's see, you got kitchen and bedroom. There, the kitchen runs over. Now the front porch was here.
Back then, where would you usually get your furniture?